Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's on 106 on the Fan. We're live on CSN. It's JP Cakes and EB. Bish out sick today. Joining us right now in studio, our Redskins beat reporter, Craig Hoffman.
By the way, we still need to get walk-up music for Craig Hoffman.
Hey, you didn't
I don't think we've determined that yet.
I've got some stuff in mind. I'll get with the guys
just
afterwards.
Get off the pot.
What's the last concert you attended?
Last concert I attended?
Are you a music guy at all?
I definitely am. I was thinking some old school hip hop. That's kind of my general walk up music. Like when I've hosted shows and stuff on the weekends, it's pretty typically that.
Right. But what is the last concert you attended?
You
must be embarrassed.
No. I'm trying to think. It's been a minute.
I'm not sure I could recall the next one.
I can remember. It's like 4 years ago. I saw Green Day. It might have been 5 years ago.
It might actually be. I saw Jay-Z at American Airlines Center down in Dallas.
Oh, nice.
That might have been the last one.
That's a good one.
You haven't caught Iron Maiden out of Jiffy Lube Live, like the boy over here?
No,
that's not true. I saw OAR.
That's true. OAR performed at our thing.
Well, I'm not even thinking about them performing for us, but that too.
Yeah.
I guess that would count.
It definitely counts. That was a legit concert. That was very cool.
Yeah, but I saw him at Merriweather too.
So, all right, so figure it out. Next week, Craig will have his own music. It'll be some sort of old school hip hop. Redskins got, a very important win, right? We can all agree.
Yeah.
Did you expect that type of game plan? No way, right?
No, not quite that heavy. I don't think Jay expected it to be that heavy. But the idea of running the football was definitely something that I'd said, like, they need to run it, because if they put Kirk back there at 5-7 yards behind center and let those pass rushers get after it, then they're going to be in for a long day.
And you saw it on play one, just the heavy personnel, like Miles Paul on the field.
Yeah, absolutely. And by the way, that formation is going to come back later in the season, and Josh Doctson is going to catch a deep ball. They're going to throw play action off of it. And I kept waiting for it.
Hope it catches more than one.
Yeah. No kidding.
I'm going to set Cakes and I play the over-under game on our pregame show. And I'm just going to do it with you. I'm going to set the over-under now at 15 balls for Josh Cox.
Oh, I'll take the over.
You have to take the over. But
over?
I never pick overs.
I understand
overs.
Why.
I might trend towards the under here.
I love 15? The number. It's so low.
Right.
But here's the thing.
I set the number in this game at a half.
But here's the reason why
it was under a half.
Here's the reason why you're putting the number at this. And I don't think people are being honest with themselves, because I can't think of one example. I'm sure there are a dozen or more people that are more well-schooled can come up with examples. But think of a guy, think of a first-round receiver who's done as little as he's done 18, 19 games in his professional career and then blossom into a great receiver. Give me one example of a guy that did literally zero in his first year, and so far in his first two games,
it's
zero.
It's so hard because the first year's injury.
I don't care what it's for.
Right. No,
Give me anybody.
Hear you.
No, but it happens, but then they get injured all the time, like Kevin White was the first round draft choice.
They don't blossom into stars. Usually,
what's Kevin White done? He just gets hurt every
year. He's done nothing.
He's done the same amount as Doctson.
And he won't. I
agree with you.
I would say if I had to bet, we've already turned the corner on it.
He's not 15 gonna be a guy. Might have been absurdly low, but if I said 30,
that's more like the right number.
That's, I think I would two still balls say, per game.
I think I would still say over, but not by much.
You're losing confidence, though.
Yeah, I mean,
you have to.
I'm losing confidence that he's not able to ever get healthy. I have no doubts in his skill set.
Right, but there are a million talented guys.
Maybe he's just Laquan Treadwell from the Vikings, another high pick that just never gets any action.
But the thing is, on Sunday, the game plan was not to give him action or prior action. Everything was inside. Chris Thompson led the team in targets. He had 7. Jameson Crowder, I believe, was next. No, Jordan Reed was next with 6. And then it was Jameson Crowder who had 4 or 5. So, and I asked Jay afterwards about Doctson only having the one target, which is on the fade. And he said it was an inside out game. And that to me is smart coaching too, because it completely broke with what they did week 1. And I know that the Rams were expecting a more outside in game, and they figured that was the difference between the Jay and Sean offense. And instead they got kind of caught with the wrong expectations.
See, my theory is, and we'll see how it plays out, just that they're recognizing that their offense is going to be different than it was last year based on the personnel. And so we're going to see more of that inside out offense.
But even with DeShaun Pierre,
and
it
there's
was
nothing
inside
necessarily
out.
Wrong with that.
They ran bubble screens to those guys.
They're featuring their better players, who are Jamison Crowder and Jordan Reed and Chris Thompson, than their outside receivers right now.
Yeah, I think last week.
But hold on, I'm sorry, Craig. Last week they targeted Terrell 11 times.
Yeah, prior.
And he dropped some and ended with 6 for 66. My point is, it's going to evolve.
He's going to drop. By the way, also,
as I said, and I'm stand by this. Kirk's not going to have 7 300-yard games. You want to bet that?
I have no idea what he's going to do. I think his numbers will be over 4,000 yards. I've already said he's going to have over 4,000 yards. He's going to have 25 touchdowns.
Just bet the 7 300-yard games.
I don't know if he'll do
that. He's not going to have the numbers he had last year. Different offense.
I think at this point it's pretty safe to say like he's not throwing for 5K this year. You can't have two games like this at the start and then expect to throw up another 4,900-yard season. Is he going to get close to 4,000? Yeah. Is he going to go over? Probably. Because he's going to have some monster games at some point.
Yeah, he might have one this week.
I think it's going to depend on the matchups more this year. It's not going to be as evenly distributed as it was last year. I think Jay is more about attacking different matchups where Sean was just, hey, get the ball out everywhere, try to spray it around.
Right.
And part of that is they have better weapons to spread it around to. You know, without DeShaun and Pierre, yes, it is going to be different. But I think they believe in Pryor. They believe in Doxson. They just think that they know Crowder and Reed are probably the two best pass catching
options. I'm not convinced that Jay believes in Doxson. Or he's just fed up with him.
I think
both of those. I think you're right on both of those. I think he sees the talent, but he can't rely on it.
Yeah.
He just can't channel it out of the field.
It's hard because I think he knows what Doxson's capable of, and he wants to give him a chance because he realizes that if he does blossom, that this offense changes. His offense is way better. But at the same time, he's not going to design a game plan around a guy that he doesn't know is going to play every week.
Right, it's big boy time. You got to win games while they're not messing around with Ravens.
So let's talk about the fade just real quick. That's an example of not having enough practice time. Kirk throws that ball early, doesn't give Doxson a chance. The timing is off. And that Kirk said that. He said it to me after the game. He said it to Grant and Danny yesterday that the timing was not off and he gave Doxson zero chance. Well, how would you get better at that? I don't know. Practice. Timing.
Right. Reps.
The idea of, we've only practiced fades from the two. Now how do we run it from the seven?
Well, we'll see, and that kind of goes to, I think Kirk is just more comfortable with Ryan Grant, so of course Jay Gruden's going to be more comfortable with Ryan Grant. And
sure, they know exactly where Ryan Grant is going to be at all times.
And he's a fine player.
As long as he doesn't slip and fall down.
Right.
Sorry, I couldn't help
it. That's okay.
If you're Cooper Kupp, you can recover from the slip and fall down.
That was a ridiculous catch.
But, oh, yeah, absolutely.
Well, let's move on beyond Josh Doxson. And I actually kind of see it similar. Just give us the latest on Sua Cravens. Clearly, he's not going to be with the Redskins the rest of this year, and my guess would be ever.
Yeah, being out in L.A. this weekend, you wind up talking to people that have known him for a while, other reporters who know his friends and covered him at USC and cover him even in high school and his recruitment. And a lot of the same stuff you heard about him here as a personality, as someone who is – a little immature, I think it's safe to say. Someone who just thinks differently. You hear that, and that's how he's been his whole life. And then talking to people who have talked to the people around him, he just doesn't really want to be here. And whether that is doesn't want to play football, doesn't want to be in Washington, I don't know. It's not firsthand reporting, so I don't want to spread all this misinformation. But let's just say I was very, very surprised, and so were a lot of the other reporters that are on the beat about the Ian Rappaport thing on Sunday. And Mike Jones reported yesterday that it's false. And I tend to believe Mike Jones on that. That he was never coming back today. That there was no contact. Jake Gruden said on the record that there's been no contact between him and Sua, and that NFL media report had it. I don't believe that to be true. I believe Jay in this particular case. He's focused on winning football games. They don't have time to worry about getting Sua Cravens back when they don't even know what Sua Cravens is as a player. They of course want him to come back eventually if he's going to be good for them. They don't like the idea that their second round pick from last year is basically done forever and that pick is gone. That resource was used on something that is not there. But at the same time, Sua getting his life in order is the most important thing. I do believe they genuinely wish him well in that regard. And if he wants to come back next year, they'll talk to him about it. And I think, honestly, it's the best thing for the Redskins, too, where if he wants to come back but not here, having some time away takes away some of the toxicity. And maybe they can trade him next year and get a decent asset as opposed to right now where it's like, oh, does this guy even want to play? Why would I want to trade for him? So that's kind of the storyline part of it. From a pragmatic standpoint, obviously, he's done for the year. He doesn't accrue a season, and he doesn't get paid. I got that question a lot. Is he still getting paid?
No
He hasn't been getting paid. He's not getting paid.
Can't reward this.
And it's not a choice. It's the rule.
Right.
And if he comes back next year, he's a second-year player in the second year of his contract. His contract stops right now and will pick back up if he decides to
play. If I'm another team, by the way, I have no interest whatsoever in trading any asset. Pursue a Craven. Seventh rounder.
I would trade a sixth or seventh rounder
maybe if
for
you
him
knew
next year.
Maybe if you knew him. He quit on his team at USC.
I'm out of the Sua Cravens business if I'm another team and I get the phone call
from
the Redskins.
If you got a sixth or seventh round pick that might not make your roster anyway, I'd take a flyer on him next year. He's talented enough. The other money thing, he would have to pay three quarters of his signing bonus back, $750,000. If he doesn't come back.
Right. It's the best thing they did. They didn't have to necessarily do it yesterday, but just move on. We don't have time. This is big boy time now. We're playing real games.
Yep.
We got two big monster games coming up. We're staring 1-3 right in the face.
By the way,
they don't have time to deal with that.
That's what's kind of happening to Josh Doctson, in my opinion. They're close to just moving on and saying
Doctson just didn't get targeted. Doctson played I don't have the snap count in front of me, and I forgot to check this.
But when they ran like three receiver sets, I was noticing Doctson wasn't on the field.
No, he was on the field a fair amount, and late he and Pryor started to get on the field a little bit more
together.
They were
running Pryor, Crowder, Reed.
Yeah, they would do that some, Grant some. They have different. Jay actually, I thought Jay and Ike Hilliard, the wide receivers coach, and Randy Jordan, the running backs coach, I thought they all did a really good job on Sunday of mixing the personnel. But Doctson played. He just was out there in situations where he wasn't getting looks.
I think he was actually the primary look when he actually was coming across the field in motion.
No, they had some plays for sure, and the tape will come out today, and I'll have a lot more as the day goes on Twitter as I'm breaking that down, the All-22. But they definitely looked his way some. It's just the target-wise, he only had one. But he was out there. He played more snaps Sunday. I'd be stunned if the number was lower than the 20 he played in week one.
All right, Craig Hoffman, a Redskins beat reporter, is joining us in studio. If you have a question, you can call us at 800-636-1067. Coming up next, we'll get into the defense and what they face in the Oakland Raiders.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.